Shuras Yerushalmi corresponding to Shuras Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tef Zayin Amud Aleph at the first Mishnah. Nishbar Vatras HaMitzvah V'lei Bitel Potter L'Kayim HaMitzvah V'lei Kiyem Potter. If one swore not to fulfill a mitzvah and he fulfilled it, he is exempt. If he swore to fulfill a mitzvah and he did not fulfill it, he is exempt. Shai Bedin Sheichayev Dibur Yudah Ben Beseira. As Yehuda ben Beseira says, one might have thought to obligate him from a kal v'chomer. And with Yehuda ben Beseira, Omar im ha'oshus she'ina mushba aleha me'har Sinai, ha'oyu chayev aleha, mitzvah she'mushba aleha me'har Sinai, in a din she'i chayev. Yehuda ben Beseira said that roshus is an optional thing, one is not bound to do it due to the oath of it of har Sinai, and he is liable for it for a shuras bitui. Then a mitzvah for which he's already bound by the oath of Har-Sinai, or the more so he should be liable for it for bitui. And loy loy imamalt b'shuras harishus shekain asa ba'lav kehain term b'shuras mitzvah shlo asa ba'lav kehain. The Chacham say back, no, if you say that he's liable for bitui, for shuras of rishus, which apply in the negative just like in the positive, will you say so about shuras about mitzvahs for which the negative is unlike the positive, because one may not swear to be mevatel of a mitzvah? And the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Mani Kine Masnisa Chayev Divri Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira." Rabbi Mani says that the text of our Mishnah must say, "If he swore to fulfill a mitzvah and didn't fulfill it, he's liable." Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says this according to our text, which says exempt. How can we say that this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's words? Ma Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you say b'shuras de'isurim amal shura shoyichel nevelev le'achla pata amal shura shle'ichel ve'achal. The Gemara rejects that. The text can say that he's exempt. If Yehuda ben Beseira said about a shur of Yisurim, that just he swore I will eat nevela and he didn't eat, he's exempt. The same applies if he said I will not eat nevela and he ate. In Tema Chayev v'Yisavine loy imamat b'shur harishus she'asa ba lav kehain v'hein kalav tim b'shur as mitzvah she'asa ba lav kehain. If you'll say that the Yehuda obligates, Chacham should have challenged him and said, no, if you will say that one is liable for shuras bitui for rishus, for which the negative is like the positive and the positive is like the negative, will you say so about shur of a mitzvah in which the negative is unlike the positive? As ho the shuras or rishus minayin, what is the warning not to transgress the shur of rishus? Am Rabbi Yosef Rabun, le'yachal dvaroi, le'yaseh dvarov chulin. Rabbi Yosef Rabun answered from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel, le'yachal dvaroi, which means he may not make his words profane, means false. And we come to the next Mishnah. Shur shlei oichel kikazu, shur shlei oichlena, shur shlei oichlena, v'achla enechai v'la'achas. If one said, I swear that I will not eat this loaf, I swear that I will not eat it, I swear that I will not eat it, if he eats it, he's liable only once. Zuhi shuras bitui, shechai mal zdoinu makas, v'ashig yosa, korban olivi yorid. This is the oath of bitui for which one is lashed if he transgressed intentionally, and brings an oil of a yoyed if he was shogging inadvertent. And the Gemara says, Shur shoyichal kikaveh hayoim, vava hayoim, shesev loy achla, vav yoychen vishlokish trehoin amrin pata loy tamadain. If one said, I swear that I will not eat this loaf today, and he didn't eat it, he's not lashed. Vav yoychen vishlokish, both exempt, but for different reasons. Tamad vav yoychen mishim she'ein avoy lakabel hasoya. Tamad vishlokish mishim she'u beloy sase she'ein boy maase. Rabbi Yochanan exempts because he cannot receive definite warning because perhaps he will eat the loaf later today, and Rosh Lakish exempts because he transgresses the lav without action. Ma'am asking me bein ahoin, salfa ve'shlicha le'yam in temim mishum she'enei roi lekabel hasoya potter in temim mishum shehu b'loy sase hoi yeshba ma'ase. What do they argue about? If he burned the loaf or threw it into the sea, if you say that earlier he's exempt because he cannot receive warning, also here is exempt. This you say that earlier he's exempt because there's no action, or here there is an action. The Pinchas boy, haya istanis ma'achashin biyade lavoy in biyade l'sha'avar. The Pinchas asked, well, if he was an istanis, which means he's very finicky and he thought about something he cannot eat, since the shura does not apply to him for the future because he cannot fulfill it, does it apply to him in the past? The Yosi boy, shura shle oichel va'achel mahu. Rabbi Yosi asked, well, if he said, sure, that I will not eat, and he ate, what will be the law? And Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Nishmeinim and Adar, Shur Shle Eichel Kikazu, Shur Shle Eichlena, Shur Shle Eichlena, Va'achla, Chayav Achas Mipnei Shehizkeba Zu. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answered that we learn from our Mishnah, if one said, I swear that I will not eat this loaf, I swear that I will not eat it, I swear that I will not eat it, If he eats it, he's liable only once because he mentioned this. We can infer though, had he not mentioned the word this, he would be liable for each one.